Blog Talk Radio.
A new strength and a
a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
aleluya. Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en fe en este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Siempre estás obrando. Siempre estás, déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Siempre estás, siempre estás obrando.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God. Another time that we can come together in the name of Jesus. And we come and we thank God. We thank for everyone who's in the chat room and by phone, Skype, and Facebook. I believe we need to pray. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, your name, your glorious name above all, that you make a way for the brothers and sisters to be able to come into the chat room by phone. Open the doorways, Lord, is what the enemy tries to block, Father, that you make a way to get through, that there seems to be no way, that you make a way. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for this night. We pray by the authority of your name and by the power of your blood that you make a way, Lord, because we can't do this without you. We need you. We need you desperately in the times we're living. I'm very grateful that you're in our lives right now, and your presence is here. We pray, Lord, that you make a way for others to be able to come in the name of Jesus. We thank you again, Lord, that we can come. And we give all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God. Another eventful week for sure. Everything that is moving so fast, rapidly, things coming together for what the Lord said would happen, truly would happen. And it is happening, brothers and sisters. It is really happening. And I have something to share, but I would think that others would come to be able to share it. But I can share it because it can be in the archives, and it will be up, you know, Lord willing, at Facebook and on my other channel, John 1717 Ministry, because it's very important what God is saying. It's so exciting for us as born-again believers. It truly is what the Lord showed me. And in a place that this evening was getting ready for the Lord's hour, just a strong sleepiness or tiredness came over me. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it was a Holy Spirit power nap. Holy Spirit power nap. Praise God. Holy Spirit power nap. Those are good. Those are good. Amen. There's Sister Jeanette. She made it in. Praise God. So it's the godly women that are stepping up tonight, praise God, and we thank God for all the godly women, and we pray for our brothers where they're at. I'm not sure, but we'll trust the Lord and go forward, and we say shalom and welcome, Sis Jeanette, you and Sis Consuelo right now, and anyone by phone and Skype and Facebook, that God makes a way for others can join us. I know that the enemy tries hard to keep us from coming together, especially when the Lord's revealing something. But our God is greater, and he makes a way that seems to be no way. So hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll get Sister Jeanette get in here. And by the word of God, if two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am. So the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Me and Sister Brenda and Sister Consuela and Sister Jeanette, the Lord is here, that we be still and sit at his feet and hear what he's saying. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sis Jeanette. Hallelujah. I'm going to get started right away because it's very powerful. A couple of things the Lord wants me to share. Exciting. But the Lord showed me I was telling Sis Consuelo and others before you got here that I had a Holy Spirit power nap. Holy Spirit power nap. And the Lord showed me two great things, two very powerful things of the time we're living. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. We thank you for the truth of your word. We thank you for the mighty Holy Spirit. We thank you for the life you have given us, Lord. Thank you that we are alive and not dead anymore, Lord, that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We give you all the glory and praise. We thank you, Lord, for your name and the authority you've given us over everything of the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. And by the power of your shed blood, hallelujah. As the enemy sees the blood, he knows he's defeated. His power is broken over all who trust and believe in you, Lord Jesus, and that we stand by your name and your shed blood, hallelujah, and by the resurrection from the dead that you did, Lord, hallelujah, and made a way for us to be resurrected and glorified too. Praise the Lord. We thank you for this night that we can come forth and share what you want us to share and understand it is so important the times we're living. People need to really know that you're coming, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. And you're coming as the one who's going to take his bride, his church, his bride home, and then you will be the judge. Hallelujah. You will bring forth the judgment and the wrath of Almighty God for all who will reject you, their Savior. God have mercy. But Lord, until that time, the exciting times, as you have us here and all that we're seeing, it's absolutely amazing. And all that we see, and that it is a place that we need to understand to walk by faith and not by sight, and know that you are in total control. and that your perfect way in time, everything that you said will happen, your promises and your word will come to pass. And it is, left and right. And you have put us in strategic places to watch over and protect us. We're grateful, Lord. And we thank you in the times we're living. Exciting, exciting, Lord. I pray it would bring many people to their knees and say there is no other answer but Jesus. He's the only answer. Everything else fails. Everything else is worthless. Only you, Lord Jesus, you glorious, glorious and mighty one, only you. And we thank you for this night. We pray for this in the anointing of the Holy Spirit that we have. Let it come forth, Lord. Let us trust you as the Spirit leads us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. All right. I'm going to share what the Lord. It was two parts of the dream. There's Brother Andrew. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was a very short vision. I would say not a dream, really, but very short vision. Very powerful. The first one is talking about what the prophet Joel was shown and what Peter announced as the church was born in boldness by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord said, this time, this outpouring is closing, this part of it, the church age, the time of grace. Now, God will still save people in the tribulation, but it will cost them their life in the sense not just being beheaded, but they're going to have to realize, the only one I can trust is Jesus. I can't trust man. I can't trust government. I can't trust religious leaders. I can't trust especially the beast. They will have to be totally toward Christ. But this part of it, this outpouring is getting ready to close. And this is happening now. And the Lord was showing that the one that this outpouring is coming on is ones who humble themselves. And understand that Jesus is the only one, that they have to get rid of all their things that they thought that saved them. They have to get rid of religion. They have to get rid of repetitive prayers or repetitive things that people tell you have to do. It has to be led by the Spirit of God, revealed from the Father, and led by the Holy Spirit what we are to do. And this outpouring is for ones that know that Jesus is the only answer. Jesus is the only end. So let's go to God's word. Hallelujah. Acts 2, 16 through 21. This is the word. And understand that the Lord God said to the prophet Joel, and he was speaking mainly to the nation of Israel, but the rest of us too, because God's word's for all of us. And it's not all about this, the church, but there's many things that are pointing to the end times that he shared through the prophet. And this is what Peter said, hallelujah, as these men were speaking like nobody has ever seen before. And that this is what he said in verse 16. But this is the beginning of what is spoken through the prophet Joel. The beginning, the end of it's coming too. As this dispensation is getting ready to end, the time of the church age, the time of grace, praise God. And it shall be in the last days, God says God. We're in the last days. We're in the last days when Christ died on that cross, that I will pour out my spirit upon what? All mankind. Just like Christ said in John 15 and 16, when the Spirit of God comes, when the Holy Spirit, the Comforter comes, he will show the people that they're sinners and they need a Savior, and that he will show us the way of righteousness as born-again believers. Amen? Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see divinely prompt visions, not visions of yourself. And you got to watch out. The enemy brings them too. They should all be lined up with God's word. If you have a vision, you have a dream, it needs to be lined up with God's word. And it needs to be backed by God's word. Should be confirmed by God's word. Just like every time I've ever shared anything, it's always confirmed by God's word. I think that is the proof of the pudding, of the real truth. Is the kind, if people having dreams of vision, if they don't have the word with it, I wouldn't think I'd even listen to it very much. Or I wouldn't listen to it at all, honestly. Your young men shall see divinely prompt vision. Your old men shall dream divinely prompt dreams by the Spirit of God. Even your my bondservants, both men and women, and I will in those days pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Hallelujah. And I will bring about wonders in the sky. That's happening. and sign the testing miracles in there below. Yes, that is happening. We've got places like Saudi Arabia and other places where it's desert. Now they're being flooded, with rain. Other places that usually have cool temperatures and rain are being burned up, hallelujah, by the power of God. There's sinkholes everywhere. If someone was sharing that about how many sinkholes are happening everywhere, it thought right to the scripture that you have to build your life on the rock of Jesus Christ, because everything else is sinking sand, and it's sinking. It's sinking, hallelujah, by blood and fire and vapors of smoke. Can you say volcanoes? Can you say smoke in the air? Can you say asteroids or meteors and things that are coming that are in the sky already? Blood and vapor and smoke, hallelujah, because it makes the moon turn red and it makes the sun turn dark, hallelujah. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes, before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And that is talking about the second coming, hallelujah. So where are we at? Before he comes for us. And then it's here. Here's what's important. Everything else is small in comparison to this. And it shall be that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord. What is that? Invoking, adoring, and worshiping the Lord Jesus. That you fall down before Jesus said, you are God. You are my God. You are the Son of God, and you are my Savior, and you mean it from your heart. Worship of the Lord Jesus shall be saved and rescued spiritually, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Born again, what that means is spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the first thing the Lord showed. The next thing is this. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Talking about the door of heaven. Now, brothers and sisters, I've been seeing through a mirror darkly or glass darkly and just seeing bits and pieces, but I saw this more clear than I ever seen it before. And it was not, you know, a long dream. It was just a vision in the spirit of I saw our glorious Savior, bright and shining white, linen, his robe, and I saw him with his nail-scarred hands. You could see the nail scars on his hands. And there was light, bright, shining light through this huge door. Light, shining bright, huge door. And I saw him pushing it. And I've been seeing it closing a little bit at a time. And this time I saw the Lord push it closed. Push it closed. Because of this time, this dispensation, this time of the church, and the time of grace is about ready to close and end. And then it will be going into a new dispensation, and I would say it's going to be more like the Old Testament than it has in this time that we're living now. This is real. Hallelujah. And this is what the Word of God says. Praise his name. This is Revelation 3. Hallelujah. 7 through 10. And the angel, divine messenger of the church in Philadelphia writes, these are the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key to the house of David, who opens and no one's able to be able to shut. And he who shut, he's in total control. Listen to this. He who shuts and no one opens. Oh, glory to his name. I know your deeds. I see. I have set you before an open door in which no one is able to shut. For you have little power, no one but Jesus. The only one, just like in Noah in the ark, who shut the door on the ark? It was God himself. It was God who shut the door. And Jesus will shut the door for this time, in the times of Jacob's trouble, and the ones who rejected Christ, they will face God's wrath and judgment for the rejection of their God, their Creator, and their Savior. God have mercy. I know your deeds, and I set before you an open door, which no one can able to shut, for you have little power, and have kept my word, and you have not renounced or denied my name. Whatever we face, that we do not denounce or deny his name. When you see those scars and you know that he died for you, you understand why you're able to do that. Whatever we face, until Jesus comes, but it ain't going to be much longer. Take note. I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow at your feet and make them know without any doubt that I have loved you. Hallelujah. It's not about them bowing to us. It's talking about who is in us that they will bow to. Because you have kept the word of my endurance, my command to persevere, to trust him, to look to Jesus, to be able to stand, brothers and sisters. I will keep you safe. I will keep you safe from the hour, the trial, that the hour which is about to come on the whole inhabited world. Remember, we are not of this world. Remember the word last week? Jesus said, you're not of this world. I've taken you out of this world. Now you're set in heavenly places. This is not talking about us, brothers and sisters, born-again believers, because he's taking us somewhere safe. The hour which is about to come on the whole inhabited world to test those who live on the earth. Remember, we're citizens of heaven, not the earth. And that last scripture, praise God, finishes it up. Hallelujah. Revelation 4:1, praise God. This is getting ready to happen. Hallelujah. And after this, I look and behold a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, like the sound of a war trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brothers, sisters, thank you, Jesus. That's what I was shown. That's what I was shown. It's powerful. It's telling us. You can sense it. You can see all that's going on in the world, but can't you sense it in your spirit? Can't you feel it that it's being riled up? It's being like made you more excited. It's getting on the edge of your seat, but all you see going on the earth, you said, hey, Lord, hey, come, please, come, Lord. It's getting bad. It's getting to the place we've got to make some decisions. Help us, Jesus. But I'm telling you, I'm gonna trust God. I'm gonna trust the Lord over anything of man. You can't believe man, especially people that are not born again. That's for sure. Remember the kind of nature they have. Remember who they serve. We are to be a witness. We are to stand for truth and say no to the stuff from the devil. No to the jab. No to the ways of the world. No to the government and the things they're doing, God have mercy. But yes to Jesus. And we are to be humble, and we are to follow the rules to the place where they start trying to take away us worshiping God. No. No, we'll stand for the Lord, and we'll trust him. We'll trust him. And whatever place that takes us, we'll trust him there too. But, brothers and sisters, I don't think it's much longer what the Lord is showing. Yes, they're going to be like if there's a outpouring and there's awakening, it will be short. It won't be long. It'll be short if that happens. Or like one pastor was saying today, either God's going to intervene and start moving tremendously, or he has to be taking the church, because all that's being brought out, what they're saying, in all the different parts of the world and the government and what they're pushing, it's setting up for the Antichrist. It really is. And we're not here. We're not here when he's revealed. We are taken home because, just like I was telling Sister Brenda today, understand why the church can't be here is because, remember, if you're a born-again believer, you have the authority of Jesus Christ. If we were here when this man's revealed, we would be able to rebuke him and bind him in the name of Jesus. because we have that authority. I don't care who it is. If it's Satan himself, we have that authority in Christ. Not us, but Jesus in us. He who's in us is greater than he that's in the world. So there's the part. And understand, where's the Holy Spirit? He's everywhere, but he's where mainly? He's in us. And it talks about the restrainer being removed. It's very clear. It's coming more clear. I pray that people are hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying. Get ready. Your Savior's coming. The glorious day, the day of Christ, the day of Christ, making it special for each one of you who believe and trust and embrace him as the Son of God and our glorious Savior. He is coming for us. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's how right before the get ready for the Lord's hour, I had that power nap. What are you talking about? Holy Ghost power nap. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit power nap. And it's exciting what the Lord's revealing. It really is. And he's making it more clear. And you're hearing other things of people are getting weary and tired. I know another word is coming out is that you are that generation. You are the generation that this year, these people, whoever are gone, that saw Israel become a nation, we are that generation that will see all these things are coming to pass and until the Lord takes us, and we see him clearly, and everything's lining up. And can understand, I think I got more of an insight of why the things are happening. Of course, the Lord prophesied them, but he knew that the nations wouldn't, nations wouldn't bless Israel. They would curse Israel. And if you start looking at the news and start looking at what's going around the earth and you see the ones doing it, look what's happening in their country. I mean, they're getting pounded. I mean, every place is in Europe, to the Middle East, to China, everywhere. Everywhere is getting pounded, flooded, fires, floods, everything. Because that's what the Lord said would happen. He said, either you bless Israel and respect them as my people, or if you reject them, you want to want them destroyed or gone away, I will utterly destroy you. And that's the truth. He's keeping his word. So there's a very clear thing too. Like the Lord said, watch Israel. Prophetic clock. It's ticking. It's ticking away. And there's getting ready. We start seeing war, major war in Israel. Hallelujah. Look up. Because the Lord's coming for us. So those things, amen. And now this, that understand that our Savior, our glorious risen King, that he is to be glorified. He is to be magnified. Christ be magnified. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Push the wrong thing. Hang on. There we go. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Whoo, it got warm in here. It gets warm when the Spirit starts rising in you. It really does. Christ be magnified. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ be magnified.
Creation articulate
with a thousand tongues to lift one cry. From north to south and east to west, we heard Christ be magnified. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Were the whole earth echoing his eminence, his name was heard from sea and sky. From rivers to the mountain top, we heard Christ being magnified. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let him praise arise. Christ be magnified. Oh, hey, oh, Christ be magnified. From the altar of my life, Christ be magnified in me. Amen. Hallelujah. When every creature finds its most new melody, and every human heart's native cry. Hallelujah. Listen to this one. When one in rapture hymn of praise will sing, Christ be magnified. Hallelujah. Oh, we lift it high, Jesus. And so, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified in me passing by. Christ be magnified in me. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. You be magnified, each one of us, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Announce it. Hallelujah. I won't bow to idols. I'll stand strong and worship you. And if it puts me in the fire, I'll rejoice because you're there too. I'll be formed, but don't think by feeling. I hold fast to what is true. Cross bring transformation. Then I'll be crucified with you. I said death is just a doorway into resurrection life. And if I join you in your suffering, then I'll join you when you rise. And when you return in your glory with all the angels and the saints, my heart will be singing. My harp, my song will be the same. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified. From my altar of my life, Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified. The Trinity arise. Be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified. From the altar of my life, Christ be magnified in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That he be magnified in our lives, brothers and sisters. That we, in our life, be the altar. Our life be the altar. And Christ be magnified in us. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, we're going to move to Sis Jeanette, as I was talking about Israel. But she's going to bring Messianic and Israeli top worship and praises tonight, as God has revealed to her to share. Praise God. And the word that goes with it as she shares. Hallelujah. Continue to worship and praise. Amen, sis. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and his name is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your resources. Amen. And that's what Christ said. He was just sharing the word. He was just sharing the word when He came forth and taught when they asked, what is the greatest commandment? And he said, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, everything. Amen. Amen,
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
All right.
Israel. We love Israel.
Amen. Pray for the nation of Israel.
Amen.
Amen. They seem so alone probably these days, but they're not. Have you seen that, sis, about the being growing on the wall? The vines are making the names of God on the
really?
Wall. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Israeli News. If you ever Israeli News Live, I think it's called. They give you news. I mean, a lot better news than any of our any kind of news groups here in America. Except, you know, alternative news. But yeah, they got pictures of it. Is Bahe. And the rabbis and people are saying that these are talking about the words is sharing that when this comes, the intimate of the Messiah coming. The intimate of the Messiah. And they share the other thing is during World War II, the Germans were all over the Middle East. And that they prayed that the Nazis and the Germans would not come into the land that God promised. And they saw, it says, the history of it is that they saw gold letters like these ones on the wall floating in the air like fire. And, they never came. They never came into the promised land. They never did because the presence of God, it's his land.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
You're so awesome.
He is.
You serve an awesome God.
Yes. Hallelujah. All right. Sis,
hallelujah. Amen.
What God put on your heart, Jesus.
Baruch Hashem Adonai.
Who am I to be part of your people, the ones that are called by your name? Could I be chosen as one of your own? Could it be that our blood is the same? How can a stranger, a remnant of nations, belong to the royal line? You show your grace when the branches were broken and I grafted in to the vine. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem Adonai. How could you show me such bountiful mercy by taking the life of the Lamb? Your love is greater than I can imagine, and I bless you with all that I am. Praise to you, Jesus, the veil has been parted, and what once was secret is known. Now I can cry to you, Abba, my Father, and praise you as one of your own. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Lai 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 Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad Hoshemu Echad Ve'ata Ed Hashem Eloheka Mikol Levavka Uvikol Nasheka Toveko Me'ozeka Dai 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 The Lord our God, our God, the Lord is one, and His name is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all your might. Yai 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 We love you, Lord. Oh,
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Shema Echad, Be'avta et Hashem Elohecha b'kol levavcha o b'kol nashecha u'b'kol me'odecha
away. waiting for a girl who will be at church ready for you every hour, longing for our King. We sing like a bride waiting for a groom who will be at church, will be ready for you every hour, longing for our King. We sing, He will so come, Lord Jesus come. He will so come, Lord Jesus come. He will so come, Lord Jesus come. Yes, Lord, Maranatha. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing those wonderful songs. It it relates us to the our brothers and sisters in Israel, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They do have fun and they celebrate the Lord tremendously. Brother Paul Wilbur has opened that door that we understand more about messianic praise and the way that Israel worships the Lord God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
I love messianic praise. Okay.
Amen.
Yeah. I'll see you.
And the end of the service. All right. Bless you.
Okay, brother. Bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord, it's a time to be listening. It is, it's always said that why did God give us two ears and one mouth? Because we need to be listening twice or double as much as we talk. Amen. So the message is, title of the message is, listen to what Jesus Christ has told us. To listen to it right now. What he has told us, that we listen to it right now, that we apply it to our life. And we take heed. Shalom, brothers and sisters, grace, mercy, and love from our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior, and the mighty Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, for such a time as this, are we hearing to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us right now? Are we making time and being still to listen as our Savior is speaking to all who he loves? Two very important questions for such a time as this. Amen? Are we listening to what he is saying to us from his word, dreams, and vision, numbers, and happenings in the world and in the sky, even in space with the sun, moon, and stars, all pointing to what he said would happen for such a time as we live now? Amen? John 13:19 says, from now on, I'm telling you what will happen before it occurs, so that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he who I say I am, the Christ, the Anointed, the Messiah. He is the Savior and the Son of God who knows the beginning to the end in all eternity. Amen? But for us, are we listening to the Holy Spirit in our life and heart? We need to be, with all that we're facing and living through. Did we listen when it was revealed to us about all that we are facing now? Most did listen and hear the important truth that Jesus revealed in our hearts, salvation in eternal life through him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Are we believing and trusting him for our health and our healing? Are we trusting our Savior to be delivered from whatever tries to put us into bondage again. Think about it. What we are seeing all around the world. And think about the freedoms we had once. They have been taken away slowly, a little at a time. How? By the ways of Satan, with lies and deception and the biggest in fear. This is his way from the very beginning, with lies and half-truths. When you check out about the jab, we see it is nothing but a way to steal, kill, and destroy you. People have become sick from it, and some even have died. Many women have been taking this, are now having female problems about being able to have children, or both men and women become sterile. So any born-again believers, if you took this thing, were you listening to Christ or listening to men? I believe if anyone, come on, Paige, if anyone takes this terrible thing, this terrible evil thing they are listening to and been depending on man's way and not God, will you lose your salvation over doing this? The answer is no. But can be some health consequences. But your eternal self cannot be touched by Satan or the things of the way of Satan. Let's look. Matthew 10:27-33. What I say to you in the dark, privately, tell in light, publicly, just like I shared at the start of this message. And what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim from the housetop to many people. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill your eternal soul, your inner person, your spirit. But rather, be afraid of him who can destroy both the soul and body to hell, that he has the authority and power to. Are not two little sparrows sold for a copper coin? And yet not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Isn't that amazing? For the Father is sovereign and has complete knowledge. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Therefore, the one who confesses and acknowledges me before men as Lord and Savior, affirming a state of oneness with me, that one I will also confess and acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But the one who denies and rejects me before men, that one will also deny and reject before my Father who is in heaven. The most of what man can do, even Satan, is steal your health from you or even physical death by bad choices, but not your eternal soul. If you are sealed with the Holy Spirit, it says you can't touch this one's mind to the world and to Satan. Understand that. The eternal you have eternal life by faith in Christ, and you are saved and have the life that God gives, which is eternal. The other point I would make with you is about what messages I share here. It's just like this scripture says. The Lord Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, reveals to me what I need to share with you for such a time as this. Amen? The other point I would make, this jab is not the mark of the beast. Now, saying that, I truly believe it is the forerunner, and all of this is like practice in keeping a so-called evil schedule. It is a conditioning thing that's going on, according to what God allows. Remember, God's in control. Satan, the man, or nothing could do anything more than what God allowed. Amen? The way of the mark, the way of the mark means much more than putting something in your body or even your physical DNA. Let's look. Revelation 14, glory to God, 9 through 11. What a 9-11 this is. Doom for worshipers of the beast. Not just taking a mark, but you will worship Satan instead of the Lord God, the one who saved you. You'd rather worship the one who wants to destroy you? God have mercy. This is what it says. Verse 9. Then another angel, a third one, followed them, saying with a loud voice, whoever worships the beast and his image and receives the mark of the beast showing your allegiance, your love, your worship toward the fallen one, not your God, creator, and savior. God have mercy. On his forehead or on his hand, he too will have to drink the wine of the wrath of God, because you become like the fallen one forever. So you will face what he will face forever. You don't want to be there. You don't want to be there. Undiluted, undiluted, not watered down or nothing, into the cup of his anger, and will be tormented with fire and brimstone, flaming sulfur, in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb Christ. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. I guess. Who can grab that? Who can grasp that and get an idea of what this is all talking about? How serious this is. People have been too focused on this temporal world. And God is saying it's time to wake up and look at eternity. Are you ready for it? It sins forever, and they have no rest, day and night. So I don't know if that means that there's day and night in hell. I don't know about that. I think it's pretty dark. But that's what the word says. There's no rest at any time is what it means. Those, listen to this. Listen to this. He says it again. The angel says again. This is the important thing. It's not about some technology. It's more to it. It's the heart of the matter. Just like us coming to Christ. Who are we going to worship? Who are we going to love? Who are we going to trust? Those who worship the beast, his image, and whoever receives his mark. This 9-11 is an eternal one, which announces doom to all that. Number one, whoever worships the beast. Number two, whoever worships his image. Number three, receives the mark of the beast, which means a sign of ownership of Satan. God have mercy. Number four, on his forehead or on his right hand, like what makes you think or do? You think with your mind and do with your hand. Now, does this jab make you do this? No, it does not. This is not here yet, thank God. It will not be here until after we who believe and trust Jesus are gone. Amen? That's the truth of God's word. The key thing is one like this. They did not listen or listening to what God's word says about this. Let's look. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 7 through 12. Praise to you, Lord. We humble ourselves and understand how eternally serious this is no game is. Verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness, rebellion against divine authority, and coming reign of lawlessness, is already at work. That was spoken by the Apostle Paul at the start of the church. Where are we at now? But it is restrained, praise God. It is restrained. Only until he who now restrains is taken out of the way. Oh, hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise the Lord. That's you and me with the Holy Spirit in it. Then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed. Then after the restrainer's removed, the church is gone, then, let me find where I'm at. Yeah, then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed. He's going to be revealed. And then here's his future. And the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by the appearance of his coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. The coming of the Antichrist, the lawless one, through the activity of Satan, attended with great power, all kinds of counterfeit miracles, not true miracles because of God's love, but counterfeit to deceive you and mislead you, and deceptive signs and false wonders, all of them lies. And by unlimited, listen to this, unlimited seduction to evil, and with all deception of wickedness for those who are what? Perishing. Why are they perishing? It tells us. This is why they're perishing. Because they did not welcome the love of the truth of the gospel. The love of the Son of God poured out at the cross of Calvary. His love poured out at the grave, victorious over sin, over the grave, death, and hell. Victorious as his blood poured out over sin, the nature of it, the power of it, the condemnation, and the consequences. He took the wrath and judgment for it. That love. So as to be saved, spiritually blind, and rejected the truth that would have saved them. Isn't that terrible? But this is going to happen to somebody because it's in the Word. We praise no one listening tonight or in the archives that are hearing the truth that you need Jesus as a Savior, because you don't want to face this. Oh, no. Because of this, God, listen to this. Because of them rejecting the love of him, the love of his Son, of the gospel, the way to salvation and life, God will send upon them a misleading influence, an activity of error and deception. So they will believe the lie. Well, Jesus is the truth. Who's a lie? I'll give you one guess. The Father of lies, God of mercy. And in order that all may be judged and condemned who do not believe the truth about their sin and the need for salvation through Christ, but instead took pleasure in unrighteousness. I'm going to do it my way. Two great singers had songs like that, Elvis and Frank Sinatra. No, it's not supposed to be our way. That only brings heartache and pain, and it'll never satisfy. We need to do it God's way, because he knows what's best for us. And I'm telling you, you want to be where he is because he loves you. This other one, he don't care a club nickel about you. He wants you to join him for rebellion against God, and to know in all eternity that you didn't have to. They do. There's no redemption for them, but for any that one that goes to hell, you didn't have to be there. That's got to be the worst torment there is, that I didn't have to go there. God have mercy. Hell, that's going to be probably the worst torment you can think of. In order that they may be judged and condemned and did not believe the truth about their sin and need of salvation through Christ, but instead took pleasure in unrighteousness. They will choose this one instead of the true righteous Savior, Jesus Christ, to be saved and given eternal life. They will believe a lie, really, right now, and reject the truth and be left behind in a world of unbelievers. A world which will face a strong delusion, a misleading influence, activity of error and deception. Not a very good place. Remember, this activity is already at work, but praise God, all is not let loose just yet, because the true living God is in total control, not man and not Satan. We, the church, the true church, filled with a mighty Holy Spirit, are holding back the darkness and the devil. Amen. Glory to Jesus. So why will they face this? Because they are not listening to the one that God sent and is speaking in these last days through his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, look, let me share this, what Sister Jeanette put up. 1 John 2:27-29. As for you, the anointing, the special gift, the preparation, when you receive from him, remains permanently in you. Well, that pretty well says it, don't it? And you have no need for anyone to teach you. But just as the anointing teaches you, giving you insight through the presence of the Holy Spirit about all things, and is true, and is not a lie. And just as his anointing has taught you, you must remain in him, be rooted in him, and knit to him. Now, little children, believers, dear ones, remain in him with unwavering faith, so that when he appears at his return, we may have perfect confidence and not be ashamed and shrink away from him at his coming. If you know that he is absolutely righteous, you know for certain that everyone who practices righteousness, doing what is right and conforming to God's will, has been born to him. Amen. Thank you, sis. Praise God. So like I said, the reason they'll face this, because God sent speaking in these last days through his son, Jesus Christ. Let's look. God's final word in his son to this world, all his created children. God, having spoken to the fathers long ago in voices and writings of the prophets, and many separate revelations, each which set forth a portion of the truth in many ways, has in these last days spoken finality to us in the person of the one who is by his character and nature his son, namely Jesus, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. Hallelujah. Through whom also he created the universe, that is, the universe of space, time, matter, continuum. The sun is the radiance and only expression of the glory of our awesome God, reflecting God's Shekinah glory, the light being the brilliant light of the divine, the exact representation and perfect imprint of his Father's essence. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. And upholding and maintaining and propelling all things, the entire physical and spiritual universe, by his powerful word, carrying the universe along to its predetermined goal, all that. But listen to the greatest thing he did for us. When he himself personally, and no other,
had by offering himself on the cross as a sacrifice for sin, period. All sin. When God does something, he does it right. Accomplish purification from sin and establish our freedom from guilt, praise God. He made it complete. That you are forgiven of your sins, your sins are washed away, the power of sin has been broken in your life, that you have been saved, you have been redeemed, you have been purchased with a great price of the blood of Jesus. You have been reconciled. You have been justified. You have been found not guilty because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God that your faith in Christ, you are born again by his Spirit. You are not dead anymore. You are alive forevermore. The anointing that sent us is forever. The Spirit of God, you are sealed until the day of redemption, which approaches, praise God. It's coming very quickly. What a glorious day that will be, that the earth, the creation is groaning and wanting the sons and daughters revealed. Hallelujah. That's you and me, brothers and sisters, and all our brothers and sisters around the world that trust Jesus, faith alone in him, and born by his Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when he did this, you know how complete it is? And you got people saying, oh, you got to do this. Oh, you got to do that. Listen to what it says. And he sat down, revealing his completed work. It's done. It is finished. Hallelujah. At the right hand of majesty on high, revealing his divine authority. Praise God. What is he mainly saying through his son, Jesus Christ? Listen clearly. When he himself and no other had by offering himself on the cross as a sacrifice for sin, accomplished purification from sin. So that's telling you that you need to be purified. The only way you be purified is by the blood of Jesus, having faith in him, and establish our freedom. You need to be set free. Do you understand that you're under the power and the power of darkness? That you have the nature of the fallen one, Satan? The only way to be set free is through Christ and be changed and not be a lost sinner no more, but become a righteous and reconciled son and daughter of God through the righteousness of Christ. Our freedom and from the guilt of sin. He sat down revealing his completed work at the right hand of majesty on high, revealing his divine authority. Hallelujah. This is the most important truth and revelation from God the Father about his glorious Son, Jesus Christ. Excuse me. The question to all tonight in the archives, are we listening? Are we listening? I pray all of us have listened and are listening for such a time as this. Amen. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you before you believed. But you were washed, oh, thank you, Jesus, by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. You were sanctified, set apart for God, and made holy. Thank you, Lord. You are justified, declared free of guilt in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit of our God, the source of the believer's new life and change. Savior, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, mighty Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That we understand this revelation and truth, and it's alive within our lives and hearts. Hallelujah. We know it's true. And let every man be a liar. Praise God that the truth will set you free. Praise God the truth will bring salvation, eternal life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Sharing as the Spirit leads, sis. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we will see and learn about to listen, and ongoing listening as we live and breathe now. The Lord Jesus Lord Jesus Christ about all areas of our lives and not just salvation. Amen? Now, look at this last thing about why we should be who we should be listening to. Amen? Now listen to this. 1 Corinthians 6, and we'll continue what Sis Jeanette and the Holy Spirit has shown with verse 12. Ha, the Lord is good. Everything, the body is the Lord. Everything is permissible for me, but not all things are beneficial. Can you say one that's going big time right now? Yeah. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything and brought under its power, allowing to control me. Amen? So you see, by God's word, everything is permissible for us, but not all things are beneficial for us. Are we listening? What else is God's word saying to us? And are we listening by what we see going on right now? Listen closely now. But as born-again believer, I will not be enslaved by anything or anyone and brought under its power, allowing it to control us. Amen? Take heed and listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us right now. Amen? Glory to the Lord in the highest. Now listen to this truth about you. Listen to this truth about you. 1 Corinthians, the same chapter, 19 through 20. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God? And you're not of your own property. You're supposed to respect the owner's property. You were bought with a price. You are actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then, honor and glorify God with your body. So let's listen to what the Spirit is saying to us, the church in body, for such a time as this. Amen? So first we will start with listen, and then finish with listening from God's word. Amen? Definition to listen. To give attention with your ear. Attend closely for a purpose of hearing. Giving ear. Take heed. Amen? To pay attention. Heed. Obey. Help us, Lord Jesus, to do this right now as we live and breathe. Amen? Now, by God's word of truth, hallelujah. Oh, God is revealing things so powerfully these days. Praise his wonderful name. Proverbs 1, verse 33. But whoever listens to me, wisdom, or Jesus, because remember, in the New Testament, it says that Jesus is the wisdom of God, will live securely and in confident trust and will be at ease without fear or dread of evil because Christ is victorious over evil. He's victorious over evil, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. The evil one. The key to this is, but whoever listens to Jesus Christ, God's Son, and wisdom from him. Amen. Proverbs 23, verse 19. Man, it is so hot. Presence of the Lord. Let it spread, Lord. Let your presence spread to the brothers and sisters that are listening to this in the archives. Let your presence, let the anointing, oh, yes, Lord, let it spread. Touch their lives, touch their hearts, touch their families. Hallelujah, Lord. Let the outpouring flow. Glory to your name. I pray that it flows to our family and our loved ones. Let the Spirit move and touch their hearts and know that there is no other name they can call upon to be saved and redeemed and set free and washed in the blood. Let it flow, Lord. Let it flow. Glory, your presence is so mighty. Hallelujah. Touch lives. Touch hearts. Lord, set people free. I pray you heal them. I pray you give them wisdom about not taking anything from man that is evil. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you, Father. We praise you. Yes, Lord. Proverbs 23, verse 19. Listen, my son, and be wise, and direct your heart in the way of the Lord. That's what we need to be doing, brother and sister. No time to be playing games. No time to be playing church. It's time to be real with God, because he's real with us. And you see what's going on in the world. It's real. It's no game no more. It's no just movies. It's real. It's happening live and colored in many people's lives. They're just one breath away from eternity. Are you ready? Are you listening? You hear how serious this is? Thank God. Many of us here know, and we're at peace. And all that we see, we know that God's greater. And we know that our life's in his hand. The best loving hands there are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Another very good word about this is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. And rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. Not man, not government, not religion, not yourself, but the Lord. And do not rely on your own insight and understanding. That's where a lot of people get messed up. They need God's wisdom. And they need to know God's word as it's revealed by the Holy Spirit. And in all your ways, in your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. And he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And verse 7, this is showing that we live by faith, not by sight. Do not be wise in your own eye. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience, and turn entirely away from evil. Have nothing to do with it, brothers and sisters. Amen. All listen and take heed. That's one of the first scriptures I learned, and one of the scriptures I would say and speak every day when I went out, when I was working, and still say it as I live and what God has me doing now. Amen. Isaiah 26, 20 through 21. Understand, this is a strong word, good for us believers, but you better take heed if you're not. Verse 20 through 21, come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide for a little while until the Lord's wrath is past. And listen to this. Listen carefully. The Lord is about to come out of his heavenly place. Why is he coming out of his heavenly place? Listen. He's coming for us, yes. But what else is he going to do? To punish the inhabitants of the earth for theirness, their sin, their injustice, their wrongdoing. The earth will reveal the innocent blood shed upon her and will no longer cover her slain. Wow. You get a picture of that. My, my, my. You don't want to be here. I'm telling you, it's best to humble yourself and come to Jesus. Remember, he's God. Thank God he's a loving God. And he always shows mercy, love, and grace before he ever brings judgment. Oh, he gives you, most people, long, long rope. Because he would have none perish, but come to the love and the truth of Jesus. Listen carefully, it says. I would implore what the Lord of hosts is saying over all of what men are saying, for sure. Amen. Listen to verse 20. Encouragement for us who have heard and listened to the Lord of hosts for salvation and eternal life. Hallelujah. Who do you trust in? I pray it's Jesus. Amos 5, verse 13. Therefore, he who is prudent and has insight will keep silent at such a corrupt and evil time. For it is an evil time when people will not listen to truth. We got that going on, don't we? And will disregard those of good character. Oh, yeah, you get slammed. You get demonized or whatever you want to call it. Have you listened? Are you listening now? These times are here. These times are here. Amen? Micah 1, verse 2. Hear, O peoples, all of you, listen closely. O earth, and all that is in it, and the Lord God be witness, giving a testimony of judgment against you. The Lord from his holy temple in the heavens, our glorious Lord and Savior, he's warning. I pray you listen. Hear what your God and Creator is saying to you. All people, the Lord God be witness, giving a testimony of judgment against you. Amen. God have mercy. Zephaniah 1, verse 14. Hear the Lord of hosts, as he's speaking and giving warning of what's coming. Oh, the most great and terrible day of the Lord is upon us. Are you ready? Do you want to escape? Do you want to be rescued from it? You can one way. That's Jesus. The great judgment day of the Lord is near, near, and coming very quickly. Listen, the voice of the day of the Lord, the warrior's cries out bitterly, unable to fight or to flee. Mm-mm-mm. Hear what the Lord is saying to us now, to all of us now. The great judgment day of the Lord is near, near, and coming quickly. Listen, this is not games or video game or reality show. This is real life. And this part is coming quickly, rapidly. Only way to be ready and saved from this time in this world and for all eternity is through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. To be saved, rescued before this day, and given eternal life. Now that's good news. Amen. That is really good news. Zephaniah 3, verse 2. She did not listen and heed the voice of God. She accepted no correction. She did not trust in the Lord, but trusted in her own power. She did not draw near to her God, but to the pagan gods of Baal and Moloch. Who is the prophet speaking about? Israel. And God have mercy, they are doing this again. This is why they will face the time called Jacob's trouble, because they did not personally know or receive their Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, for salvation and eternal life. Amen. You know, when you see that old statue in New York's harbor, it's supposed to represent our country. Boy, it sounds a lot like our country now, too, don't it? It fits us, too. It fits most countries of the world. just like the first time, everybody turning away from the Lord. And there's been a lot more time this time than the first judgment with the flood. Oh, yeah, there's been many more years. And he's made a way for salvation and life through his son forever. I was just talking about being saved from a flood on the earth, but what Christ has done, hallelujah, it's forever. And there's forever coming. It's called eternity. Who is? I saw, yeah, Malachi 2, verse 2. If you do not listen, and if you do not take to heart the honor, I mean, to honor my name, listen to me, what the Lord is saying, says the Lord of hosts, if you do not listen, and if you do not take it to heart to honor my name, don't blaspheme it, don't make fun of it, mock it, but honor, says the Lord of hosts, then I will send the curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing on the people. Indeed, I have cursed them already because you are not taking it to heart. Man, I mean, be humble before him that you want to be on God's good side. You don't want to be on this side. You want to be in the grace, blessing, and favor by believing, trusting, and embracing his son. You don't want to be on this part of it. God have mercy. Because remember, what Christ has done is eternal. This part, it's eternal too, but not life. Just an existence, what I call it. Call the second death. God have mercy. How do we honor God's name from our heart right now? By believing, trusting, and embracing God's Son, Jesus Christ, personally. Amen. This is why we are under God's blessing and favor forever, not his curse forever. Amen? That's the only reason I'm telling you. That's the truth. Thank God for Jesus. Matthew 10, verse 16. A hard road before them is the caption for this. Listen carefully. I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Yeah. So be wise as serpents. So almost it's saying, be alert to the ways of the devil. And innocent as doves, be guided by, what does the doves represent? The Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Have no self-serving agenda. Boy, there's a lot of people in the ministry that need to hear that. There's a lot of people in our government. It's supposed to be for the people, by the people, and not themselves. Matthew 15, verse 7 through 14. Hallelujah. Hear what the Lord is saying the time we're living. Verse 7. You hypocrites, play actors, pretenders, rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, oh, the people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, for they teach of doctrines, the precepts of men, man's way to God, not God's way to God. After Jesus called the crowd to him, he said, listen and understand this. Better listen when he says that. It is not what goes into the mouth of a man that defiles and dishonors him, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles and dishonors him. Then the disciples came and said to Jesus, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard you say this? Woo! He answered, every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant will be torn out by the roots. Man, leave them alone. They are blind guides, leading blind followers. If a blind man leads a blind man, both fall in the pit. You better be very, very alert and wise of what you are sharing about the Lord God, and it better be the gospel of truth, the gospel of grace. It better not be man's way. That's a dangerous place to be. Goes right along with what he said in chapter 10. Self-serving agenda. It is truly part of the matter. Jesus said, listen and understand this. Amen? Matthew 17, verse 5. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice from the cloud said, this is my beloved Son, who I am well pleased and delighted. And what does the Heavenly Father say when he says this we are to do? Listen to him. No one else but Jesus. What is God the Father saying to us right now? This is my beloved Son, and who I am well pleased and delighted. Listen to him. Amen. Humbly. Matthew 24, verse 25. Listen carefully. I have told you in advance. Much of what Christ told us in this chapter has already come to pass. Matthew 24, verse 25. But there is much more that is still to come. Are we listening? Amen. John 6, verse 45. It is written in the prophets, and they will be taught of God. Everyone who has listened to and learned from the Father comes to me. Hallelujah. So the question of all of us, have we heard the Father? By God's word, it says, everyone who has listened to and learned from the Father comes to me. Amen. Brother Elvie has always said the Father is the greatest evangelist, pointing to his Son. Amen. John 10, verse 16. I have other sheep besides these, talking about the ones in Israel. They are not of this fold, but I must bring those also. He's talking about you and me, brothers and sisters. And they will listen to my voice and pay attention to my call, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. The other sheep is you and me, brothers and sisters. Three things they will do. Number one, they will listen to my voice, to Jesus' voice. Amen. Number two, pay attention to my call. Oh, we better. Amen. And number three, they will become one flock with one shepherd. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That is true. John 10, verse 27. The sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me. And I know them, and they follow me. Again, follow Jesus, not man. Again, the sheep of his pastors, of his pastor, they are Jesus' own. Number one, hear my voice. Amen. Number two, listen to me. Amen. And number three, they follow me. Amen. One thing for sure, on the day of redemption, people will certainly know if you're truly his, because the only ones who will hear his voice will be the ones who knows his voice by listening during their lives. These are the ones who will go home and not be left behind because they know Christ personally as their Savior and our glorious Lord and King. Amen. John 18, verse 37. Now listen to this. Now you talk about how serious it is and where he's at in this time, what he said. Hear this clearly. Remember what he did for you. So Pilate said to him, then you are a king? Jesus answered, you say correctly that I am a king. This is why I was born. And for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth, who is a friend of the truth, and belongs to the truth hears and listens carefully to my voice. Everyone who is of the truth, who is a friend of the truth, and belongs to the truth, what will they do? Hears and listens to my voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the living word and pure truth. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 4, verse 18 through 20. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's my try to take the lights out, but that's just that supposedly saving energy thing. But we back. Acts 14, verse 20. So they sent for them and commanded them not to speak as his representative or teach at all in the name of Jesus, using him as their authority. But Peter and John replied to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you and obey you rather than God, you must judge for yourself. For we, on our part, cannot stop telling people about what we have seen and heard. It is truly the same for us, brothers and sisters. For such a time as with so many lies and deceptions, let us listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to us. Stand for truth. Hear the voice of truth, Jesus Christ, over anything of man. Amen. 10, verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on those who were what? Listening to the message, confirming God's acceptance of the Gentiles. They were accepted by the Father because they were listening to the Holy Spirit, what he was saying. As the Lord told us in, before he went to the cross, that the Holy Spirit would reveal everything about me. Are you listening? You have to. Got to be real. The Holy Spirit fell on those who were doing what? Listening to the message of salvation and eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 28, verse 28. Double 28. Therefore, let it be known to you that the message of salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They indeed will listen. Hallelujah. Do we listen? Praise God we have. Hallelujah. In my message, thank God they did. And we have listened to now, amen? In my message, in my preaching, we're not in persuasive words of wisdom using clever rhetoric, but they were delivered in demonstration of the Holy Spirit operating through me and of his power stirring the minds of listeners and persuading them. That's in 1 Corinthians. I didn't write down the reference, but it is in 1 Corinthians. Not man's way do not listen to them, but God's way to the listeners by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? I do believe that's 1 Corinthians 2, if I'm not mistaken. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he says, at the acceptable time, the time of grace, I listened to you, and I helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Hear and listen to this now. Today is a day of salvation, not just this day, now, but the time of salvation through grace. Faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior, for all of God's created children, available to all who listen and believe. Amen? But like I told you, that day is coming to an end. It's coming to an end. Colossians 3, verse 6. Because of these sinful things, the divine wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience. Those who fail to what? Listen. And who routinely and obstinately disregard God's precepts. Not a good thing to do. Who is the wrath of God coming on? The sons and daughters of disobedience. Those who fail to listen. God have mercy. What do they do instead? Who routinely and obstinately disregard God's precepts. In other words, reject or disregard God's Son, the living Word of God, Jesus Christ, and believe a lie, Satan and men. God have mercy. Time to listen up real good. This is eternally serious. Hebrews 12, verse 25, the unshaken kingdom. See to it that you do not refuse to listen to him who is speaking to you now. For those sons of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to him who warned them on earth, revealing God's will. How much less will we escape if we turn our backs on him who warns from heaven? You won't. You'll be left behind if you don't turn to the Lord. And that he is your Savior and born again by his Spirit. That's very clear. God is speaking from this message in his word. Are we listening? This is coming. And he who warns from heaven right now. Amen. James 1, verse 19. Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be careful. Thoughtful listener. Slow to speak. A speaker of carefully chosen words. Yeah. Slow to anger. Patient, reflective, forgiving. Oh, brothers and sisters, let us take heed. Listen to this godly wisdom, amen. It is said why God gave us two ears and one mouth. We are to listen two times more than we speak. Amen. James 1, verse 22. But prove yourself doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts. And not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to eternalize its meaning. What kind of listening? Heartfelt listening. Listening with your spiritual ears. Seeing with your spiritual eyes. And if you don't internalize its meaning, deluding yourself by unsound reasoning to the contrary to the truth. That's what you'll do if you don't really hear what the Spirit is saying. After hearing what the Lord is saying to us, let us put our faith into action. Let us, brother, sister, internalize its meaning. Let it become real in our lives and hearts. Amen? 1 John 4, verse 5. They who teach twisted doctrine are of the world and belong to it. Yep. Therefore, from the viewpoint of the world, with its immoral freedom and baseless theories, demanding compliance with their opinion, and ridiculing the values of upright. Is that happening? Oh, yeah. It's clearly happening, isn't it? And the gullible one of the world listens closely and pays attention to them. They just go and they follow everything, every word of these people that are liars and deceivers. And do not have your best interest for you. They have the interest of the fallen one, Satan. They say one thing and they do something else. Very clear. We see it happening. We see the results. Be not deceived. Hear the truth and believe it. Listen to what the truth is saying, who is Jesus. He knows what's best for us, not man. God have mercy. God's word coming to pass right before our eyes. All who trust man and not God, listen to the wrong voice of the evil one and not the Holy Spirit. Amen. 1 John 4:6. We who teach God's word are from God, energized by the Holy Spirit, thank God. And whoever knows God through personal experience listens to us and has a deeper understanding of him. Whoever's not of God does not listen to us. By this we know without any doubt, the spirit of truth motivated by God and the spirit of error, lies, deception, motivated by Satan. Two choices, two ways, futures. Which one sounds better to you? What the world's putting out, what man's putting out? Does it sound very good these days? No. No, it's about power and control. It's about seducing you. It's about controlling you. It's about making you a slave. It's not good. Very clear contrast, and this is where each person is. What voice are you listening to? The spirit of truth motivated by God or the spirit of error motivated by Satan? I pray you have heard the Father speaking about his son Jesus to you by the Holy Spirit and not the voice of the Antichrist speaking about lies and deceptions. Amen. So by the word of God, we know we are to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us about God's son Jesus for salvation and eternal life. Amen. The other thing is very clear about judgment for all who reject and disregard God, the Father's way to salvation and eternal life, faith in his son, Jesus Christ, and born by his spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we will finish this message with listening from God's word. Amen. Proverbs 19:6. Cease listening, my son, to instruction and discipline. Oh, I'm sorry. Got to finish it out. Cease listening, my son, to instruction and discipline, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. Yes, I know, sis. We just have to pray that the Lord gives them understanding. And as I sense that the Holy Spirit, the anointing's flowing, he's going to touch lives. He's going to touch the ones we love. I know they're going to know it clearly before he comes. They're going to know it clearly. They still have to make the decision, just like we did. But we can pray for them. Not a good thing to do at all for such a time as we're living. Amen? Luke 5:1. Now it happened that while Jesus was standing by the lake of the Sea of Galilee, with the people crowding all around him, listening to the word of God. Now that's a smart thing to do. Get as close as you can to Jesus and hear what he's speaking. We too should come close to our Savior and Lord Jesus, sit at his feet even. Move close to him, listening to the word of God. Amen. Luke 10:39. She had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continually listening to his teaching. That was more important than getting food ready at that time. Yes, let's all learn from Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continuing to listen to his teaching. Amen. Us too, I pray. Luke 20:45-47. And with all the people listening, he said to his disciples, now listen to what he said to his disciples, and see who you should be listening to. Beware the scribes who like to walk around in long robes, displaying their prominence. Can you say Catholic, bishops, cardinals, pope? What about the rabbis? What about the imams and all them, all the religious people? And love, respectful greeting in the crowded marketplaces and the chief seats in the synagogue and the places of honor at the banquet. These men who confiscate and devour widows' houses and for the pretense to appear devout, offer long prayers, these men will receive the greater sentence of condemnation. Mm-mm-mm. God have mercy. Are we all listening to the words of the Son of God, who is the righteous judge too? It is not about ourselves or what we do yourself for God or your foolish religious ways and rituals. About your self-righteous ways and attitude about you have to earn and do. This is not what our Savior is saying. Amen. 2 Timothy 3, 6 through 8. Timothy 6 through 8. For among them are those who worm their way into homes and captivate morally weak and spiritually dwarfed women and men, I would say, weighed down by the burden of their sin, easily swayed by various impulses. Now they don't, not the worm, they come right into your house by computer or phone or TV. Always learning and listening to anybody who will teach them, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit. It's God the Father who reveals the truth of his Son and his Word. Just as Jannes and Jambres, the court magicians of Egypt, opposed Moses, even all they saw, they were so deceived. So these men also oppose the truth. Men of deprived mind, unqualified, worthless as teachers in regard to the faith. You are listening to the wrong voice. The voice of man and Satan, worthless the things they say and do, worthless as teachers in regard to the true faith. These people, and they're out there, they're on YouTube, they're at Facebook, they're in these buildings they call churches. Amen? Brothers, sisters, the time we are living right now, be sure you're listening to the voice of truth by his word and the Holy Spirit. Amen? So by his word, the Lord God of hosts and our Savior is saying clearly the only way to true and eternal salvation and life is to listen to the voice of the Father about his Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit to persuade you that you need him desperately right now. There is no other voice you need to listen to and advise you not to. Only listen to the voices led by the Holy Spirit teaching the truth of the gospel of grace and not a cursed gospel by work. Oh, glory to his name. The voices crying out, repent and be saved because Jesus is coming for all who heard the voice of your loving Father. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him for salvation and eternal life. When you do, humble yourself and believe, trust, and embrace him, showing your heart and love for him, and you will be saved and have a life we give, which is eternal life. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, mighty Savior. And praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I finished this powerful message about to listen and continually listening to our God and Savior with these two portions of Scripture. Amen. James 3, verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, morally and spiritually undefiled, then peace, loving, courteous, considerate, gentle, reasonable, and willing to what? Listen. Full of compassion and good fruits. It is unwavering, without self-righteous hypocrisy and serving guile. We're learning a lot more about how much God hates self-righteousness. I'm telling you. And because, what self-righteousness is the thing that brought Satan down, pride. Pride goes before a fall. And that fall will be a forever fall without Jesus. This is who we truly need to listen to. The wisdom of God, Jesus Christ, amen. And this last portion of Scripture is to the ones who have listened and know the Savior's voice, to know you will hear the voice of our King too soon. We'll hear our King soon. Put one too many words there, I think. We'll hear our King soon. Oh, praise his name. 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 58. We might fly on this. Hallelujah. Let's come on, Lord. Verse 50. Now I say this, believers, born again believers, followers of Christ, that flesh and blood cannot inherit nor be part of the kingdom of God. Nor does this perishable mortal inherit the imperishable, immortal. Listen very carefully. I tell you a mystery, a secret, true decree by God and previously hidden. Previously hidden is not hidden no more. But now revealed, praise God. We will not all sleep in death, but we will all be completely changed, wondrously transformed. You got a new body come in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trumpet call. For a trumpet will sound, and the dead who believed in Christ, that's it, you don't see nothing else at it, will be raised imperishable. And we will be completely changed, wondrously transformed. Understand that. For this perishable part of us must put on imperishable nature. And this mortal part of us that is capable of dying must put on immortality, which is freedom from death. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And who is Jesus? He's the resurrection and life. You have freedom from eternal death. Oh, hallelujah. And when this perishable puts on imperishable and this mortal puts on immortality, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says death is swallowed up in victory, vanquished forever. Hallelujah for us. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. And the power of sin by which brings death is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and doing more than is needed, being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion, and the Lord is not futile nor wasted. It is never without purpose, because that's how serious all this is, how desperately all of God's created children need to know that they can be saved and have eternal life, and they don't have to face the consequences of their flesh and sin. is to believe and trust Jesus. He's the only way. There is no other. That's what the Father has said. You have to come to me. You have to come to heaven through faith in my Son and by his shed blood and by his victorious rising over death, hell, and the grave. It's the only way, no other. I say to each of you to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us right now. You should be listening for that trump and the voice of the archangel announcing that our King is coming, and to hear his voice say, come up here, my church, my bride, to be with me forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Lord. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. I'm listening. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm listening. That should be our call. Well, if I keep pushing the wrong button, I'll be all right here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Word. Suddenly I'm not afraid. You speak. Freedom reigns. Thank you, Lord. There is hope. Every single word you say, I don't want to miss one word you speak. No, Lord. Because everything you say is life to me. Yes, Lord. I don't want to miss one word you speak. Quiet my heart, I'm listening. Hallelujah. We'll roar, trouble rage. You whisper peace. When I don't have the words to say, I won't lose hope. When storms won't break, you keep your word. Oh, your promise will keep me safe. Amen. I don't want to miss one word you speak. Hallelujah. Because everything you say is life to me. Amen. It is. I don't want to miss one word you speak. To quiet my heart, I'm listening. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. He had the words of life, and he still does. He had the words of hope, salvation, eternal life. Praise his name. Your ways are higher. You know just what I need. I trust you, Jesus. You see what I can't see. Your ways are higher. You know just what I need. I trust you, Jesus. You see what I cannot see. They're higher. You know just what I need. I trust you, Jesus. You see what I can't see. Your ways are higher. You know what I need. I trust you, Jesus. You see what I cannot see. Hallelujah. Glory. Don't want to miss one word you speak. Amen. Because everything you say is life to me. Amen. I don't want to miss one word you speak. To quiet my heart, I'm listening. Amen. Come on, sing it, brothers and sisters. I don't want to miss one word you speak. Glory. Because everything you say is life to me. Yes, the life giver. I don't want to miss one word you speak. Amen. To quiet my heart, I'm listening. Amen. I don't want to miss one word to speak. Amen. Everything you say is life to me. Yes, Jesus. I don't want to miss one word to speak. Quiet my heart, I'm listening. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God, brothers and sisters. This next song is like singing a song to the Lord personally. What he means to us. There's some powerful songs that the Lord is bringing forth through his worshipers and leaders of praise and worship. This one's called Jesus, What a Savior. And you'll hear and see what it means and understand that it is the true song, because we've never seen him, especially out of the chorus. I've never known love like yours, Lord. Not an everlasting love, a unconditional love. We've never had that from anybody in this world. Never any from any being created. Hallelujah. Hold on. I didn't stop the music. All right. We'll get it here. Jesus, what a Savior. He really is, isn't he? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sing it from your heart, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory. Jesus, what a Savior, what a brother, what a friend, lifter of the lowly. God, you meet me where I am. Jesus, what a Savior, what a brother, what a friend, lifter of the lowly. God, you meet me where I am. Your heart, it knows no borders, no wall. You're constantly moving towards me with open arms. Never known a love like you. No, Lord. Hallelujah. I've never known a love like you. No. I've never known a love like you. None compared. I've never known a love like you. Hallelujah. Jesus, what a Savior, what a brother, what a friend, lifter of the lowly. God, you meet me where I am. Your heart, it knows no borders, no wall. You're constantly moving toward me with open arms. Thank you, Lord. never known a love like yours. Hallelujah. We have it, brothers and sisters. I never known a love like yours. Oh, no. I never known a love like yours. Hallelujah. I never known a love like yours. Oh, your heart, it knows no borders. No, no. You're constantly moving towards me with open arms. I've never known a love like you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I've never known a love like you. Oh, no. I've never known a love like you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I've never known a love like you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a beautiful way. Joseph. Hallelujah, hallelujah, what a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, what a beautiful way. What a wonderful Savior. I never known a love like you. No, Lord, never. I've never known a love like you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I've never known a love like you. Hallelujah. Never known a love like you. Hallelujah. Jesus, what a Savior. What a brother. What a friend. Lifter of the lowly. And you meet me where I am. Jesus, what a Savior, what a brother, what a friend, lifter of the lowly. God, you meet me where I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, brothers and sisters, because we have listened to the voice of the Father, and because of believing, trusting, and embracing the Son, where are we standing now? Listen to this. Oh, glory to God. Where am I standing now? Because of us listening to the heart of God. And believing, trusting, and embracing His Son. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Out of the wilderness.
Amen.
To your
deliverance. That's us. Look where we're standing now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm standing now Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Name of Jesus. Solid rock by which we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Holy Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Look where he's standing now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look where we're standing, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Yes. Breaking. Hallelujah. Name of Jesus. Raising, prodigal saving. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we're free. We're free in Jesus. Hallelujah. Our glorious eternal Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we're free. Jesus, my Savior. Hallelujah, we're free. Hallelujah, we're free. Our glorious Savior. Hallelujah, we're free. Hallelujah, I'm free. Jesus, my Savior. Hallelujah, we're free. That's where we're standing. Breaking. Name of Jesus. See raising, prodigal saving, powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Miracle making, body raising, prodigal saving. Hallelujah. Jesus, name above all names. Hallelujah. Only one that can do all that. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're free. Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We're free. Yes. Rescued us. Amen. Hallelujah. Free. Amen. Woo. We're free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. We understand what we're free from. Death, hell, and the grave. Set free from the fallen one, Satan. Brought out of darkness into light, the glorious light of God. Praise his name forever. We have much to rejoice and rejoice for all eternity because of Jesus. Set us free, saved us, and has given the life, his life, eternal life. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Lord. You get excited when you really know what God's really done. When you hear the clear, perfect truth and not all the nonsense of man and doctrines of demons. That'll mess you up. It's best to narrow it down and make sure who you're listening to is teaching the Word of God empowered by the Holy Spirit. And that the Lord will give us discernment to know that. And when it's not, don't waste your time. Pray for them and move on. Pray for them and move on. But it's time to narrow down, to focus on God's word, and be led by the Holy Spirit, the anointing that you have. And you'll know the truth. You'll know what's going on, what God wants to reveal. And I'm pretty well sure, brothers and sisters, we'll know the day when Christ comes, when we're going to be excited, going to feel the presence of the Spirit rising up in us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, praise God. Whew. Sis Jeanette, did everything go good with the your granddaughter on her Bible camp? I pray it did. My sister Erica's not here, and she was asking for that her son would keep a job or keep his job. We continue to pray for that. Hallelujah. We have much. She's coming home tomorrow. Okay, sis. We have to pray for where your people live in the Philippines. I don't know if you hear what's going on. There's a lot of saber rattling with China. It must be some kind of talk of China invading. Oh, that's good that she likes it. Talking about China invading the Philippines, and this reminds me a lot of World War II. This is the kind of stuff that was happening, but it was Japan that time. Now it's China, and Japan's on our side. Who would ever thought, right? But things have changed, and we have made a, whatever you call it, agreement, whatever, with Philippines. If China tries to invade, I don't know, their territorial waters or the country itself, the United States will intervene. And then I heard that a pastor sharing what they've heard, that we've been sending many jets over toward China, and the things are heating up. So that's just another sign. Yeah, Lord have mercy, the Philippines, but it tells us that the Lord's coming. That's just part of it. Tremendous words coming out that Israel is pretty well fed up. They're not going to allow, you know, Iran to get a bomb. And They've had some explosions and stuff happen in Iran, but the Lord's getting ready to intervene. He's getting ready to take out all of Israel's immediate enemies all around them, and that will set up for the peace treaty then, because everybody's going to say, "Whoa, Israel's strong. Israel has something going for them, and they won't be none of their enemies around them when God gets done." That's for sure, and then the other thing comes later, I do believe. But that's all in God's hands. We need to be looking up and looking for Jesus, because we're not appointed. And I will say to his wrath and judgment, because I've been hearing people say, well, we're not appointed to God's wrath. And they're saying that, oh, we're going to be here during the seal that's going to kill over 4 billion people or 3 billion people. And I'm going, see, as far as I know, that is called the wrath of the Lamb. We're not appointed to that. That's judgment, too. We're not appointed to that because Christ took it to the cross for us. We're going to be up there watching with Jesus. That's pretty well I know and understand and believe. It ain't going to be seeing no seals except watching Jesus open them up in heaven and praising him that he's worthy for, he's able to do it, the only one that's able to do it, because he did what had to be done to make it even happen. So praise God. Now, you know, be careful about people out there saying that, oh, you don't face the wrath, but you're going to face all the seals and stuff? No, brothers and sisters. Let's believe what the Lord, the Holy Spirit shows us, but the timing of that really, you know, overall, it doesn't really matter. The greatest thing is salvation, eternal life. And if some people miss or don't understand, you know, everything of God's word about his return and when, we're supposed to be watching. That's what we've been called. And Paul talked about it. If you're excited, are you looking for, are you hoping for, you'll give an account, a crown of righteousness. So it's hard for me to see that how people miss that. But, you know, that's between them and the Lord. What matters is they know him personally as their Savior. That's what's important. All right, Psalm 46, 6 through 8. The nation made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered and were moved. He raised his voice and the earth melted. Well, the volcanoes are going off. The Lord hosts, the Lord of hosts is with us. The Amen he is. The God of Jacob is our stronghold, our refuge, our high power. Thank you, Lord. Come, behold the works of the Lord who brought desolations and wonders on the earth. Boom. Yep. That's right, sis. That's confirmed. He's getting ready to intervene. Oh, praise his name. All right. Anybody have any prayer requests before we go to Lord in prayer? Because, boy, time's got by fast, and we need to let Sis Jeanette share this beautiful song here at the end. Man, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's like a sauna, and we've got air conditioner on and fans and everything, but the presence of God. See, you can understand why if you came in the presence of God, if you weren't redeemed and saved, you'd burn up. You burn up in the presence of God. You'd burn up. Only by the faith of Jesus and by the blood can we come in the presence of God, because we've been changed. We have a new creation. We're a new creation, and we will be given a resurrected, glorified body like Christ to be able to come into his presence. We will be made like Christ. What God intended us to be, God-like, be God-like, but in a place of knowing our place, and that God makes us who we are, that he's God, and we're his children, and that we are supposed to humble ourselves and listen and obey him, right? Listen is the key thing. But we will be like Christ. We will have a glorified body, a resurrected glorified body. But he's still the Lord of all. Amen. Hallelujah. But he loves us so much. You know how it is personally to each one of us, how special he is. And that we've never seen a love like this until we have the love of God come in our lives. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm just going to go ahead and pray. And he knows our hearts. He knows our concerns about our loved ones. He knows the time we're living and what we're facing. And that he'll give us a heart, a bold and courageous to stand for truth. Matters if you're mocked or scoffed or, you know, even to the place, I don't know, if they take us to FEMA camps or whatever it is. The Lord will be with us. But I thank you for coming before any of this stuff is almost forced upon us, or that for sure, because we know that by the truth of God's word. But our life's in his hands. And when we have been born for such a time as this, and many of us sense in our hearts and in our spirit that as we were born for such a time and didn't truly understand what all this meant, that we will be some of the ones that are alive remain when Christ comes. Hallelujah. What an exciting thing to understand. But our life's in his hand, and that we trust him. And it's exciting. It really is. And as we long as we live and breathe, we will share the truth of the gospel and share that Jesus is coming until we're taken and taken home to be with him forever. That is what should be on our heart and our goal, to be a witness and a light that shines in this dark world as it gets darker. Let our light so shine brighter. Amen. All right, well, praise God. Let me pray. We'll let Sister Nett come and finish this beautiful song of what the Lord said. This has to happen for him to come back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. We thank you for what you're saying to us and how true and serious it really is, and that you're warning, as you always have done. Before judgment and wrath comes, you always warn, and you give a place that people would turn and repent and come back to you and ask forgiveness and thank them, and thank you for forgiving us our sins. We're very grateful. And, Lord, that we would turn to you and turn your ways. And we pray that others that don't know you will do this before it is truly too late. That, Lord, that you would not want any to perish. But that time is coming. That appointed time is coming to an end. As you shown me, of the outpouring in this dispensation, in this time of the church age and grace, is closing as a door is shutting and the light you can't see no more. But, Lord, as we understand, it is all in your hands. And that this time of dispensation in the church age and restrainer is getting ready to be taken too. So the other time of judgment and wrath and Jacob's trouble will come forth. The last week of Daniel will come forth. And that we pray that people understand you don't have to be there. Jesus has made a way. And you want to come and meet him as your Savior, not your judge. He is as perfect in salvation, eternal life, as well as he is in judgment. But we come humbly and we ask, Lord, for our loved ones and friends and ones that we have shared, ones that have heard, understand that they have to make a decision for eternal life or the consequences of how they are now and face death forever. Oh, God of mercy, we thank you, Father, that you have shown it clear. I pray people are listening to what you're saying, how much love you have for them, that you express that love in these last days through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we each one here thank you that we heard your voice in our lives before our last breath. And now we have a life that is wonderful and beautiful and at peace and thanks with all that's going on. We have peace past all understanding because we know whose hands we're in. We're in your loving hands, Lord. And you watch over and protect us. And you're coming. As you rescued us from death and hell and Satan, you will rescue us from this dying world and to be in your presence and say all glory to Jesus. We're very grateful for understanding and sharing your warning because of your love and sharing the truth so people will not believe a lie. It is available still. I pray that people would take heed. I pray they would take heed from Israel to the rest of the world that Jesus is the Son of God, the Christ, the anointed Messiah. There is no other way. There is no other answer. It has to be God's way. There is no other, and he is the one. We thank you and honor you tonight, Lord. We thank you for the truth of your word, for your presence. And most of all, your love, mercy, and grace that endures forever. And we give you all the glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to let Sis Jeanette come and finish up with a beautiful song. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And that's what the people we'll be saying when Jesus, the Messiah, comes through the Eastern Gate and take his rightful place as ruler of this world in his second coming victorious. But hallelujah, he's coming to us. He's coming for us first. Because that's how special we are to him. Amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
tonight.
God.
Amen. You go ahead, sis. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen, sis. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
For he is, God, he is very much blessed. Amen. It's Jesus, the Messiah. Yeshua, HaMashiach, is what the people of Israel need to know. And that he is the Christ,
Amen.
Savior,
Jesus,
the Son of the
Yeshua,
living God.
HaMashiach.
Amen. Amen. Well, bless you, sis. Thank you. Thank you for sharing what God puts on your heart, and leading and worship and praise and helping us focus on the Lord, and that he brings his word and revelation that he reveals to you at perfect timing is what he did, you know, whatever he did in me, he gives to you to show. Hallelujah. It's awesome how the Lord moves.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Such a flow.
Thank you for calling.
Amen. Amen. That's the truth. Well, praise God. I would say it's a real good time to be looking up a lot, because I think our Lord's coming very soon. It's perfect way in time. He's never late. He's never early. He's right on time. All right. Thank you, sis, and we pray and say our love and prayers to you and your family, and know that the Lord is with us and has the best interest for us. Amen.
Amen. And see you as well, brother and sister Brenda, and all my brothers and sisters in the chat room. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise the
all
Lord.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise God. Well, Brother Andrew, bless you, brother, you and your family. May the Lord watch over you and bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, and that his shalom be upon you and your family. And thank God for you, brother. And I said Susquela's already left, but praise God. We thank God for each one here and say to each one of you, shalom and good night. Shalom and good night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.